Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
That's right, we do have to change it, you and me, and we can do this. Good evening, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Today is Find It Out Friday with Angie. Yes, she is back. But you know Angie got, you know, she finds out a lot of things. But before we get started with Angie, I'm going to put my disclaimer out there, because it's been a whole week. She wasn't with us Monday. She was doing her duty. You know, she's about sharing and caring and moving with the heart. But before we get going here, you know what I found out that I needed to remind you of to find it out Friday is one thing is certain, that it is the power of belief. The power of thought will move reality into the direction of what we believe and conceive of it. If you really believe you can do something, guess what? You can. That is a fact. And before we get started, I had a guest to come on last night, Miss Arlene Brown Harris, the first African-American scientist for Chevron Texaco. And the information that we found out from her was like empowering, encouraging. And, you know, we talk about the hidden treasures. We talk about the hidden figures. She has been a hidden diamond. But we gonna make her shine out here, because this needs to be known. The information that we gathered, her ways of being and how she got promoted from this to that. And then she didn't mention it, but in her book, she does have a book out. It is titled Arlene Chevron's First African-American Scientist. She wasn't cleaning the test tubes in the lab. She was in the lab. She was not only a change agent, she was a change maker. So when you get an opportunity, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. So you know what I have to tell you here. You want to go to My Senses. We have to go to MySenses2020.com. It doesn't take but 20 minutes to get out there and fill out that form. We need to have that form doing what it needs to do. This takes care of education. This takes care of books. This takes care of a lot of things in our areas, and we must be counted. You know, they try to leave us out of everything, but we got to do what we have to do to get there and to please go out and vote. And just don't vote to be voting. You want to study those candidates, I'm giving you homework. You know I'm talking about looking at those initiatives, finding out what they're about, because we do not want to have anyone in those seats that does not understand our language. You want to put somebody there that's going to understand your language and be able to talk with you when you want to speak with them, and you don't have to wait a year to get there. Okay, you got candidates like that. They're on the ballot. Study them. Find out what's happening. We must get busy here. Nothing is going to change until you actually get out there and take action to do what you have to do. So I'm just going to play a little bit of this right now because, you know, all of these voting campaigns and all the volunteers and all the candidates, they're rubbing it up. I just want to give them a little inspiration, and then we're going to bring on AG.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
Right, I needed to put that message out there. You know, we don't retreat. We don't believe in defeat. We continue to strive, and we continue to thrive. We will win. We're victors over here. We're not victims. Keep that in mind. Angie, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, yes, yes. I am definitely here. I'm back, ready to attack. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's a lot going on in all of our wonderful, you know, communities and 1-2-3s and everything that's going on is still going on. We sometimes tend to forget because you're getting into having a little fun, or you just, you know, hey, the mask is just becoming a handkerchief. You know, it's just, you know, you got to really realize there's a lot going on. We got fires still burning out there, folks, still burning. So we got to make sure we're being mindful of the air, you know, and double up on your mask or minimize your time in the air if you're in those areas where the air quality is really, really bad. I know in my current area, it was ash. I had ash 3-4 days, 3 to 4 days. So about a week I stayed away to, you know, from that air. The air qualities change a lot in your health, your allergies, all kind of clogs and everything like that. And you just got to be careful. It gets in your hair, because if you're smelling ash, what you think is in your hair? So you got to wash your hair. You know, you got to wash your skin. So guess what? When you sweat, your pores are open. Then they open and they close. And, of course, your skin is breathing. As you breathe, your skin does breathe too. But guess what? When you get home, there's going to be all this mercury, dirty dirt stuff, you know, on top of the regular dirt stuff that you get in the elements. So, you know, showers and baths are very important, showering, but you want to scrub those arms and those faces before you decide to sit down and eat and enjoy a nice drink and enjoy the coolness of your homes and relaxation before you go and change your clothes. Of course, because we don't want to carry anything other than dust, dirt, and COVID, of course. Don't forget about that. It can also relax itself on your skin and your clothes. You know, germs, period. You know, flu season, cold seasons. The season is to be reasoning. So you got to reason out these seasons so that you won't be left behind. And with that said, I got a little something I want to share with my listeners today. Starts a little bit like this. Hello, can you lend me your ear for a moment? If you can, comprehend the many opportunities that come your way. It only takes a moment to mention the uniqueness, the necessity, the intimate importance, and the importance of the intention is, of course, at all its importance, timing and importance of the opportunity of both you and your community and your families. Notifying each other of how much you love one another, how much you care about each other. Because you see, if you put all these wonderful things together, it shows you the key to any and every success is communication. Communication is very important because without it, you don't know how one feels, including your own self. Because if you can't communicate to yourself, it's difficult for you to communicate to anyone else. So if you're not communicating with yourself, then what it is that you're communicating to someone else, that you're wanting them to get, to understand, to reach out, to feel, not to feel. So sit down for a moment and listen to yourself. And don't forget that you got to communicate to yourself. Figure out what it is that you need, then communicate it to someone else. Indeed, you'll be surprised, my dear friend, of what can come out of just communicating.
Wow. Wow, I like the idea of that, Angie, because communication is the key, and what you said, attention and timing and spreading that love. Dialogue is what we all must do, but it's a difference in dialogue and communication. Some people get it mixed up because we can dialogue all day long. We can argue, fuss, cry. That's dialogue. You know, all of that's dialogue, but the most important keys is being communicated out there. Are you communicating properly so it can be understood? It's like a lot of different things. You know, you must teach people according to their capacity to learn. You know where I'm going with that? You have to teach people
according to
the time. Because I could get up there and philosophize and go and blah, blah, blah. But if you have no clue of what I'm talking about, you're not hearing nothing. Okay, so we have to teach and instruct and direct according to the individual's capacity to understand it. Okay, and you so too. I love that. Hello, can you lend me your ears? I like that. Okay, so we're going to have to put a banner up there because we all, some of us, we think we're listening, but we're not. And then some of us don't listen at all, so we miss out on everything. Okay? You can't hear nothing if you know everything. You just can't hear it. Okay? And as
exactly.
I tell the older adults, and you know, firm believer, hell, you can learn from a baby. Okay? Just pay attention. But some people think they know it all. You can't tell them nothing. They don't want to hear nothing. It's just like just like the scientist, Miss Arlene Brown Harris, that was on, she said she had to make an attitude adjustment, okay? But no one really gave her anything. She kept a smile on her face. She never let her see her sweat. She would go in the bathroom and cry when they finally made a bathroom for a female because she was with Chevron back in the 60s and they didn't have a woman on board, okay, especially an African-American woman in those labs. So her conversation, and it was all about communication. She was communicating with those people.
Yes.
She climbed up the ranks. It's about communication. So I'm a firm believer of you. If you're in a relationship, and it's bad communication, that relationship is going to fail. It's going to fail
Absolutely.
Because one party is going to be trying to make it work and try to make you understand and really trying to change the situation, and it's not going to happen because you cannot change anybody. When you change, it change, okay? So however way that change, whatever way you have to make that change, to make it change, that's what you do. But that is so right on it.
And you
got to
communicate that change, too, when it comes through. You see,
yes,
communication,
you
see, it's very important. If you're a successful person or you are a success-driven person, you see, you definitely know the sincerity and the entity and the very importance of communication, because one of the things I also admire about Miss Arlene is that, you see, the communication that her mother set the seed inside her, and she decided to take that seed and fly. You see, that's what a lot of us in our communities, you know, unfortunately, there's more communities that don't have those seeds, you know, or they threw those seeds on the ground and they didn't want to, you know, stick around and use them and hold on to them as she did and allow that to cause her to grow into the wonderful example for her community, for her mother, for herself, for anyone who had the honor to be around her. I wish I had the time in my lifetime to have been around someone like herself, because, you see, we don't have, you know, enough people to appreciate and congratulate that of your same culture to continue to let them keep growing and climbing, you know, and congratulating them and supporting them instead of tearing them down, you see. Because, see, just because you don't have that level of expertise or intelligence or that goal mentality, you know, don't hate. Congratulate. Because, see, this young lady, yourself, and a few other mentors that I know in this world, you know, they open doors. They're not walls that you got to climb and break through. They open doors. They decided, look, this is important. Rosa Parks didn't get up off that seat. She made doors. You know, she made doors. Martin Luther King, he didn't keep that mouth shut. He opened it.
No.
He said
no.
What he felt. You see, leadership makes changes. You don't just sit there and fold your arms and go, yeah, you know, I am smart. I know how to do that. I can do that. I can go to school and get a diploma. I can go get a degree. But, you know, yeah, we got our trophies, and that's wonderful, you know. And there's people who've done things with them, and there's some people who haven't. It doesn't disclaim their level of intelligence or their lack of, you know. Is this, if some people do things differently on how they do the things that they do. But those who do, congratulate them. I appreciate them. I applaud them.
We need to celebrate our legends while they're here.
We normally find out about them
after they're gone. No, she needs to be celebrated while she's here. She's a walking legend, and she got a lot of information. And on top of that, she moves strictly with her heart. See, when it's heartfelt, all she has to do is open her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
If you listen to her, you'll understand where she is. Very, very humble. Very, very laid back. She, in her conversation, well, it was written in her bio, when Chevron tested her back in the 1960s or 70s, her test score was 170. They wouldn't let her out the door. And they could never replace you. She said, they never replaced me. I said, because they couldn't find nobody to replace you. Okay? Now, this is a person that's here with us now, that is out here, and she is a diamond. You know, we talk about the movie Hidden Figures about Nash and all of that. I think they wrote that story about her, and now we need to do a story on her because she made it happen. She was not a change agent. She was a change maker. And carrying on, her mother told her the quote, and I think I opened up with it, a reach for the sky, and whatever you achieve will never be taken away from you. Okay? And that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So she was a complete example, Aunt G, of education, unification, and collaboration, because that's what it takes. And now you're going to throw in that other one, and all of those things will not blend in the blender unless there is communication. You must communicate. Okay, that dialogue. People say, we have to have dialogue. Yes, you must have dialogue, but it has to be communal dialogue. Because we can holler and scream and fuss and disagree all during day long. Okay, and we can agree to disagree. That's just part of the communication process. But back to what you said, leadership. See, a true leader know how to go. And see, leaders are followers, and followers are leaders, because it's an exchange.
Yeah.
And it's not entitled, because you got that darn title that don't mean I hate. You know, you got bad business ethics. You got bad leadership quality. And if you know it, and most of the individuals that carry that type of attitude, when you tell them about it, you have lost a friend, but you know they need to hear it. Okay? They need to hear it. Because if you're going to call yourself out here leading and they can change it, then you better be that good darn example. You don't go into anyone's area, anyone's home, telling them to move their sofa across the floor. You don't do that. It's like you don't go into anyone's community and say, well, you need to eat vanilla ice cream, when all they've been eating is strawberry. A leader won't do that. A leader will go in there and take that temperature check. That leader will go in there and blend in with the people. That leader will go in there and ask a lot of questions. And the most important thing that's done with anything that's done, you have to know the need. And if you don't communicate the need, yeah, you're just spinning your darn wheels. Because you can't come up in here and set me up a park. I might need a laundromat. What? It won't happen.
And do you,
so,
you know what I feel is the key to arguments, Linda, is this. The reason why they are arguing is because, one, they're not listening to each other, and two, they're not communicating, you know, very well with each other. So if you want to not argue,
mm-hmm.
listen. Just mm-hmm. shut it, you know, calm, just quiet, listen, and then say, I hear what you're saying, and then repeat what they're saying to confirm it, and then reply. But see, you got everybody, you know, going, I want to out-scream you, and you out-scream you, and then,
mm-hmm.
you see, hurt people. You see,
mm-hmm.
you got pain, they got pain. But if you care enough, one of you going to have to swallow some of that pain. So
mm-hmm.
I can absorb more of your pain. Because for one, I don't like arguing. I don't. People who like to argue and be around me, they tend to not be around me too long because they be like, ugh, you're boring. Absolutely, because I do not like to argue.
No.
So I argue, and I don't.
It's a waste.
I can get boring, Betty, because I do not want to be an arguing, Betty. I'm quiet. You know, I listen, you see. Because, see, when you put me on that spotlight and you want me to speak, are you ready to hear what I got to say? Are you ready? You ready? Okay, here you go. But would you still be standing when I finish? Because trust and believe, I've been absorbing for a long time. And here it go. And see, a lot of people ain't either around or they can't stand or they're going to get mad and just step away because,
right.
you see, truth hurts. I've been sparing your feelings because you didn't give a darn about mine. You see.
Well, not
so
only that, they don't go away. Yeah, they don't go away. They punk out. Okay, if that's a good word that I can use, because you've gotten them. So what they do is come back, and instead of taking responsibility for their errors, and maybe y'all make errors, nobody's perfect, they punk out on you. So when they punk out and they just disappear and let it go, that person is an individual that will travel through their life till the next lifetime and however many more they come back and be going through the same darn thing. Because I tell people, your life follows you like your shadow. And I don't care how many oceans you swim in, a fish will stink on any show. I don't care how many oceans he's been swimming in. If it's a stanky fish, it's going to stink wherever it is, okay? So when we talk about argument, you know, you and I are the same way. We laugh, we talk, we discuss, we listen, and we have to do that, and everybody should do that. But people are saying, well, you know, Miss Linda, you need to tell, I ain't telling nobody nothing. Because, see, I'm not getting ready to argue because, well, how come we didn't argue? We had communication. We have great communication skills, and we have great understanding skills, and we have great signals to know when it's time to do what we need to do. Now, that's what Ms. Linda does. I'm not going to be trying to tell grown folks what to do. I'm not going to be, no. I'm going to try to set an example. And that's all you can do because I can tell you, each and every one of us, we're always on stage. And there's individuals that are going to come and they're going to test you. And I tell them all the time, the lab is closed. And they don't understand what I'm talking about. No, the lab is closed. Okay? So you don't want none of these test tubes up in here. Because like I already explained to Ms. Harris, they kicked me out the chemistry labs, all labs in the state of Texas, because I was getting ready to send them to the moon in that chemistry lab. I'm not that, but I'll tell them, don't test me. I'm not a test tube. Okay, and when I explode,
right.
the smoke is pink and green and purple. Okay, I don't know what all those colors mean, but I know you getting ready to go to the moon. Okay, and so just don't, the lab is closed. Don't stand up here with a test. Or putting you down, like you say, instead of hating individuals, and it's okay because we go. But right now, we have to throw all that crap out the window because our mindset is on a different thing. and we're all different. We're
okay.
all individuals.
It should be.
And
it's not.
Yeah, it's we got to collectively get through this crap together. So if you're mad at Sally Sue, you don't have to call on the phone, but you can still send her love, okay? Or you can still think about it. It is not the time for the stuff. It is the time has
no.
been designed, shall I say? That's a good way to put it. Now, what kind of artist are you? Are you the one that put the paint on the canvas? Are you the person that goes and stand back and look at the art? Are you the person that you the art critic? Okay, you can fall in either one of those categories, but fall somewhere, okay? Because pull back and take a look at this stuff. And whatever's going on around you, whatever we're going through, not only is it designed, it's designed to break you, to beat you, to frighten you. And, of course, we want to be healthy. We want to stay alive. And it's going to be some fear there, and that's only normal. Whatever a person's fear is, and everybody's fear is different, okay? So when you say communicate, when you find people who don't want to communicate are persons that when you point something out, they get attitude about it, you get away from them. Because that person is not listening, don't care, and is going to be that stinky fish as long as they live. Okay?
Exactly.
No matter how many oceans
exactly.
they swim in, they're going to stink. So who wants to be around
you
a stinky fish?
You know what I do? I tend to go like this, Lynn. I go, hey, how much you got on the show that's about to happen? What show are you talking about? That foolishness you about to pull out?
Mm-hmm.
Because you ain't nothing but an act.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just want to hear yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to, you know, explode. You just want to just go ahead, let out. Go ahead, just go ahead. The action state, one, two, three. The boards have been snapped. Go ahead. You on show right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I said, yeah, the head get the rolling, the neck get the popping. You know what I'm saying? I said, yeah, you keep that up. You're going to have a real good whiplash. You might even get a good case behind it. I said, because, see, I don't have time. You know, I'll make time, but you're going to have to pull your dime out your pocket.
Yeah.
You know, you need me to sit here and watch this act. You either pay me or I'm going to pay you.
Yeah.
And right now my pockets are low, so you need to pay me for my time because you about to do the show all by yourself. It's a monologue. That's what they call them nowadays. So,
it is, and we're living it, and we're our own, and we write it each and every minute of the day. And in order to make it and make it clear and understandable within ourselves so that we can reveal it out there, we have to stay balanced. And it's, you know, even me, you know, I don't have a problem having conversation, communication, or dialogue. I have no problem. I am learning.
Right.
How to do it a little bit differently, but we're going to talk about this, and I'm not going to take that incident from the kitchen into the living room. When you bring it, you're going to get it. That's it, because it will stress me out, and stress will kill you, and I cannot deal with stress.
And I really don't take it into the bedroom. It's not going
no,
in the bedroom.
No, I'm definitely not taking it there, okay? That's not even going through the traffic, so we need to iron it out and do, and I was thinking about Miss Arlene Brown-Harris again. She said that when she said she never showed that anger because her mother told her, well, you see, they want to make you angry and make you angry so they'll have an excuse not to give you what you want, what you're going for. She said, oh, fall off into it. So I had to start laughing because, you know, that goes that, you know, being an African-American female, they by the way, we ain't going to make you angry black woman. So what? I got a reason to be. What's your excuse? Okay? And if I'm, but I just shut them down. And this is a horrible thing to say. And listeners, that used to be me. But, you know, as I grow through life and I share and care and love, I'll tell them if I ever get angry in this city, it won't be nobody here to tell a story. Okay? Now, what am I saying? So why you haven't never seen my angry? I don't display that. I don't allow that side to come, but it's there. We all got it. So don't test it. Don't push it. And you know, as far as persons that when you try to support them and assist them and point out things, they want to cut you down, beat you up, put labels on you. Oh yeah, well, like here come trouble. I always heard that all my life. I'm trouble with a big T. Now I'm real trouble. You're right. You know, John Lewis be trouble. So I got that training at an early age. But for individuals, instead of taking a look at and being responsible, it's all about responsibility. That's why these things happen.
Oh yeah.
if you're responsible for what's happening to you, what you're going through, you'll have a better attitude about it. You must take that responsibility because you
accountability.
Are and that can fix it. It's you. It's all about Y-O-U. It's not them. It's not they. It is you. So when people come in and they say, okay, well how you going to do that? That's, you know, with that, Stephanie, she always laughs at me. Miss Linda, you don't care about what people say to you. I said, because they entitled to their own opinion. They entitled to their own opinion. They don't know me. They don't even know if my name is Linda. They just go by what I tell them it is. Now you stop and think about that. I said, look, labels don't mean anything. I have been so many tags placed on me that I don't even need to wear clothes. I don't even need to wear clothes. People have put so many tags and labels on Miss Linda. But I just tell them, look, I don't care about, you know, if you're going to put some tags on me, put some Gucci and some Perucci and some of that kind of stuff, because I don't wear JCPenney's too well, okay? So you can do whatever, but if you're going to put a label on me, put a good label on me. I'm a Chanel girl. If you just want to get it on out there.
Loud and proud.
Okay, I'm just like a Chanel, Gucci, Pucci, whatever is out there. Now, right now, I'm T-shirt and slacks and tennis shoes, you know, but I can, I'm Gucci, Pucci,
everybody
Chanel. Oh, yeah, okay, but this is, give me some of them Chanel suits. They say, well, you need to wear a Chanel suit. I said, I only wear Chanel's where people can recognize them. Thank you very kindly. So, with
you know
team,
what I say? I said, look, my donation, look at that, there's an echo in my donation bucket. You want to see Chanel, you go ahead and put it in. And I will definitely
understand.
Wear it next time I see you. Phil, go ahead, you got to support. You want to support that
view? But right now,
I can make it happen. Just go ahead.
Right now, AG, it is so much happening. That is little stuff. We are collectively, all of us, are collectively doing one thing, and that is to stay healthy, that is to stay alive. Hopefully, you and I, our conversations, we put a little laughter out there, but we serious about what we do, and we're not trying to impress nobody, so we ain't sounding like CNN, so I'm sorry, because this ain't CNN. This is Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon. You know, when you get woke up out the bed, sometimes people throw water in your face to get you to wake up, or they might just turn those covers back, or they just might drag you out the bed by your feet. So that is what we do here. We try to wake you up in as many forms as we possibly can, using many types of people to get to all types of people, because we really love you. We are sharing and caring, and we're getting the message out. And for those of you who will, as Angie say, hello, can you lend me your ear? If you clean out those ears real good, you'll hear something. You got to listen, though. You must listen.
Yeah,
because there's information out there.
So.
I didn't hear
and
you.
Nobody's
Angie.
Perfect.
No,
I said you got to in your mind, you see, because you no one's perfect. You want to, you know, how you're sharing is caring. You know, love is not putting your heart to stay there. Love is there to was put there to be given. You see, and just like you know, just like maybe you didn't have that support. You know, from your homes. Don't feel bad. You didn't have that support to do something better with your life, and you had to, you know, go on through the streets. As many of you out there has been out in the streets. You feel me? You had to go out there and you know, had to hustle and bustle, you know, before you got to your first job or before you became legit, as you say. You didn't have to swang dang doodle. You know, you got to go out there and, you know, stand up and make an earning living. You know, you all are to be acknowledge as well, because see, your struggle might have been came from a different way, but you made it different. You found a way. So then some of those that was looking up at you in the community, believe it or not, they didn't have to go all deep into how where you went. They got to, they had, you helped them get to that line. You step over a few chapters. You see, you didn't have to go through, just like those of you who have children, you see, you don't want those children to go through those dark alleys that you had to get through, those long nights you had to struggle through, the sacrifices that you did for them. So when they start having kids, you see, they're going to have a little different plan going about, because you can help them hurdles. If they paid attention to the hurdles that you went through, then there's less hurdles for them. If they pay attention. Some people like it hard, though. Some people like to go through those hurdles. Some people like to go down those dark alleys. But as long as you're living and learning, you're going to get to achieve and become a light for yourself and for those who are around you to see that light. And just like I say, you know, lend your ear to each other. Reach out to someone and say, hey, you know, how you doing today? Hey, can I help you just a little bit? I can't, you know, my time is limited or my limbs are too weak, but I can try to get somebody here to help you, you know, to do something. I can reach out. You see, do you need somebody to come and help? You know, just sometimes
right.
It's okay with you to be the one to ask the question because they might have a voice. I've seen people walk so lonely and so sad, you know, and have their head down, you know, and I know they so deep in the thing, and you know what? I'm going to give you a cold glass of water. You know, it's so hot today, I just had to walk by and give you some water.
Mm-hmm.
And they look up at you like, wow, how did you know? I said, hey, you know, let me let God use me to guide whatever way I need to be. Because, see, I need those blessings too. So if you want to pass a blessing on for a blessing to come your way, see, that's the way you want to look at positive things. You want to look at life in a positive mindset so that you can get through all the darkness. Because there's a lot of darkness going on, my friends. A lot.
Oh,
it's
God,
out there.
Excuse
it's so
me.
Thick. It's
Lord,
so
I got
thick.
My high beams on
so
over
thick.
Here. We got Scotty antennas is up, ain't G? And sometimes them antennas, they cook to the left. I have to give them another battery and say, oh, no. You're going to have to beam a little bit brighter because we're getting ready to step off into this tunnel. And I see it. I feel it. So, you know, power up. You know, that's the magic word,
okay.
Power up. Okay, power up.
Absolutely.
And always.
Absolutely.
And everything. And before we close out of here, AG, I know that you ribbing up, you know, all these candidates, and they out here lying and scheming and doing all about what they say they're going to do, and that's a good thing. And, you know, you want to hear the voice, you want to hear the story. Let me see what you're going to do. I happen to not be on the slate. This year, I had take a break so I could encourage them. I'll be back out there again. You know, I can't get away from my civic duties. But as I pull back, I like to pull back and observe, you know. And then when I come back out again, I know which way to attack. I'm just learning. I'm in the process. So we don't know where this process is going to take us. But I'm going to tell everybody I keep my blue suit hanging on the door just in case I have to slip in it and go have conversation. I'm preparing myself for that. So a closed mouth never gets fed. A closed fist never receives anything. So as Aunt G say, we move with our hearts here. We're here to share and care with you. We bring it to you in a natural form because we are real people. And persons, hopefully, we touch your heart. We get comments back. We get information back. It's okay. Some people don't say nothing, but that's okay. We know you hear us, okay? It's all right. And we don't do it to get a pat on the back. We do it to wake your behind up out there, okay? Get up, wake up. And when you stay, when you wake up, you wake everybody else up. It's like step into your greatness. Because we're great people. We're very great. All of us, each and every one of us are treasures. And no matter how we've been beat down, no matter what we have gone through, you must believe that. You have to believe in yourself. I'm going to close it out with this. One thing is certain. That is the power of belief, the power of thought. We'll move reality in the direction of what we believe and conceive of it. If you really believe you can do something, you can. So therefore, you don't deal with defeat, you don't pull back, you don't get discouraged, and you don't retreat. And on that note, Angie, we're going to say, hey, did we help them? I found out a lot on Friday. So we will be back with you on Monday. That will be Mindful Monday. And we're going to say to everyone out there, please keep moving forward. Study those candidates and their initiatives. Fill out the census form. And just don't go check out the name when you vote. Know who you're voting for, because we must place persons in those seats that are going to get the job done. Because whether you know it or not, it doesn't seem like it, but if you put them in there, you can pull them out. We just got a situation here that we're going to have to revamp this stuff, but that's usually the way it
okay.
goes. And there's Democratic clubs then, out there that know how to get in there and pull that dirt from up under that rug. And if you ever need to be a member or to be a part of, and for all you young adults, I'm looking for you because I want to teach you your civic duty. I wanted to have you learning about legislation and public policy so you can step off in your community and handle it. It's a lot going on, and it's a lot of young adults out there already in it, but we need more, okay, to get there. So I'm going to be putting out a call out in a minute. And when I call, don't let me have to put the boys out and come and get you. Angie, we love you.
And you know what else, Linda?
Yeah.
I want to say, and then a quote from Miss Arlene Harris, vision is the art of seeing the impossible. So
say it again, Angie.
Vision is the art of seeing the impossible.
Yes.
So you got to visualize where it is you see yourself. It's not going to, once you visualize it, it can no longer be impossible because you're almost already there. You just got to keep on going towards it. So I applaud you, Ms. Harris, for being such a visionary and a fine example in the community, and the leadership in which you have chose to do and continue to do. As you carry on in your wonderfulness in your education and sharing and in the community that's around you, I know it's got to be proud of you. And if they're not, shame on them, because I'm very proud myself to have heard you and have finally found another example of someone in the positive direction to help shine and take this dark clouds that are floating around and put them down, you know, someone else to put up there. So as long as we continue to stick like glue, you know, glue to those, get stuck like glue to someone positive and help them carry to the next one, and the next one stick on, and we all be stuck together because we all want to go in the same direction. We pull our thoughts and minds together because we're going to communicate and never forget that you have to take one step at a time if you want to climb, and you'll all get there. One
we
step at a time.
Will.
Some have already gotten there.
That's
and it's going to be open ones ahead of you, because guess what? We all are ahead of our own classes. So we all are got our own pieces of the puzzle that we're contributing. So no one's less than the other because we all pieces. Guess what?
Yeah, all pieces of the pie.
AG. Because it's not complete.
We go
it's
have
not
to
complete
check out.
Without all of our pieces.
That's
so,
true.
Y'all
the
take
pie.
Care. Have a safe weekend.
And we're
going to
all eat the pie. And it's going to taste good.
Yeah.
It's going to taste good. That's why we are a firm believer here with Waking Up with Linda McShann and our team and our host team. We believe in many in body and one in mind. And on that thought, we're going to check out AG. We love you. And we're going to say another shout out for our living legend, Miss Arlene Brown Harris, the first African-American scientist, not the test tube cleaner, for Chevron Oil and Texaco. Get her book. It's called Arlene, Chevron's First American Scientist, on Amazon.
And Linda, so, that phone number, what's that phone number to call in?
As far as getting information from her, us here, we're waking up.
For
that
you.
Number is 323-769-5879. That's us. If we don't know it, we'll find it out for you. And we got a surprise for you coming up. So kind of like watch those Facebook postings out there. And on that note, we love you. Have a great weekend. Stay strong. Stay safe. But more so, stay woke. Have a wonderful one. Angie, I love you. Good night.
Things that held us down.
But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And we're